Sports Day for Kia.
With Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
And The Bottle O.
For your online liquor shopping, visit shopmylocal.com.au.
Nice to have your company here on Sports Day. Our number is 922-1182. Core of the day. We've got a $65 Bottle O voucher. Go to it right now. You've got about 10 minutes to call through and have a yak to us for your online liquor shopping. You visit shopmylocal.com.au. We'd love to have a chat to you. What did you think about that game of footy? Pretty good from where I sat. It was the Bulldogs early. Port Adelaide took control. Bad third quarter by the Western Bulldogs. And in the end, it is the Port Adelaide Football Club that maintained their lofty position at the top of the AFL table. For news headlines, car sales, we love cars. Paul Hayes will be with me tonight. Welcome, Hayes.
Yeah, good day, Carl. Great to be on the show with you again. Yeah, they've got some good youngsters, don't they? Port Adelaide. Butters was outstanding. Rosie, Dersma, Georgiades continues his rise as a player. Farrell showed a bit, and Woodcock on debut showed a lot. And what about their young ruckman, Carl? There's been a lot of talk about ruckman, but Scott Lysette's going to have his work cut out to get back into this team. Peter Laddams liked his game, 22 years of age, and he's averaging 17 disposals. And shaded Tim English, who's been the talk of the town with some of his performances this year. But look out for Port Adelaide. They're the real deal. We've got the teams, Carl, for the big game tomorrow night. It continues to roll on in this festival of footy for Richmond. A big one. Nick Vlosten comes in. They need him to shore up their defence. Oleg Markov goes out. He's been omitted. And for Brisbane, Jack Payne on debut, and Grant Birchall has been managed. I think we're going to hear that word a fair bit in the coming month, Carl. Managed.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably will. Mitch Georgiades, the round nine rising star. Just spoke about him in that little montage of youngsters that have certainly made their impact for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Toby Green sadly injured his hamstring, so he'll be out for a couple of weeks. And just in other news headlines for car sales, Australia's number one for cars. The whack of $30 million state government funding towards ground improvement. I find that that is well overdue. Hey, it's be interesting to see now what they do. The AFLW sign and trade period started today. Four deals were done of that. West Coast and Fremantle weren't involved. And in the WAFL on the weekend, Subi over Swans, East Perth over East Fremantle, West Perth over Peel. And the close one, your old boys, mate, against Claremont, getting the job done. 8 points. Looks like that Claremont and South Fremantle are going to be two of the better teams in the WAFL competition.
You're right. Claremont did a lot right in that game and could have come away with the win, but I think we're finding out that it's going to be those two. Subiaco will rise as well, and West Perth and Perth will fight it out, in my opinion. Some big news, Carl, out of Melbourne with Melbourne United. 12 of their players testing positive to coronavirus. They did suspend their training last week when two players contracted the virus, but now both teams in Melbourne in isolation. And look, it's affected the footy. It could affect the basketball, the spring carnival. It's good to hear today the state government over there in Victoria will continue on with horse racing as we did here in WA with the first shutdown, but their spring carnival is going to be affected. No crowds. You've got the Australian Open tennis coming up in January. Will that be affected? In the Boxing Day test match as well, another big event. We feel for the Victorians as well, but some of these events may have to be shifted unless they can get it under control.
Well, mate, I actually wrote my article in the Sunday Times, and it was actually at a time when there wasn't that lockdown in Victoria, and now the race without the race that stops the nation without a crowd, without 100,000 fans there, is going to be a very eerie day, I reckon. But anyway, let's go to the phones. 922-1182. Cliff joins us from Mount Hawthorn. G'day, Cliff.
G'day, mate. Just ringing up to talk about Lewis Jeddah. Do you think he's out of form or out of favour?
Well, he was a little bit out of form.
Both.
They were all out of form, though, at the start of the year, and he was unlucky that he probably lost his spot just before the West Coast Eagles got going. But I think good lists need to do this. You need to transition your ageing players and bring in some youth. And since he's gone out, Tom Cole's been enormous. Liam Duggan on the weekend, he continues to improve as a player. And Jackson Nelson has taken that opportunity. So unfortunately for Lewis, it's going to be hard to get back into that lineup. And Will Schofield, the other one, Carl, on the back line that they've made a move on. And all of a sudden, there's youth coming through. And I just spoke about all the young players for Port Adelaide. You've got to do it, because if you don't do it, there's a big cliff that comes. And Fremantle found that after 2015, and also the Adelaide Crows after their grand final performance. They've also fallen off the cliff with a lot of senior players moving on.
Our call of the day, looking for a great liquor deal online, beer, wine, spirits, you can get them all at shopmylocal.com.au. Hayes, who do you want to have a dig at? Dial before you dig, the first essential step.
Well, where do you start? We could have a dig at Collingwood and some of the comments made by Eddie Maguire. We could have a dig at the AFL too today with their movement around Mitch Cleary, who we often get on this show, who was stood down by the AFL. Many thought that he might have been stood down for a period of time, but in the end, he was only stood down for the one day. He was back at it today. There is a little bit of talk about AFL.com and whether they are independent of the AFL. It is hard when you're an arm of the AFL as well, but I will have a dig at the AFL for putting everybody through this, putting Mitch through this. They probably should have just had an upfront conversation with him, and they didn't need to go down this path. And if you are going to make that big call, well, you need to suspend that person for more than one day or force him down for more than one day. I thought they handled it really poorly today, the AFL, Carl.
Have the AFL been clear enough, Hayes, when it comes to the direction given to coaches and players and what they can do with the bubble within the bubble that the AFL is? Because I found it astounding that Nathan Buckley and Brenton Sanderson couldn't go and play a game of tennis with Alicia Molik.
Yeah, I don't think they are. If Nathan Buckley is making mistakes and making poor decisions, a guy who across his career was the most professional player, and he's taken that into his coaching world as well. Clearly, there's a manual, I think, but they need further education. I think it gets quite hard because you are moving around between different governments, and then you're in quarantine for 2 weeks, and then, of course, you come out of the quarantine, you probably relax a little bit and think you can do a bit more. But we did hear Fremantle players, West Coast players, they were going for drives, they were going to the beach, they were playing golf, they could go to their local coffee shop and restaurant as well. To me, it didn't seem like a big thing that was done wrong, but the AFL have been consistent, I must admit, with some of their penalties handled down to four clubs across the weekend.
An email, sport@6pr.com.au, sent in by Gareth. He says, Hayes, what's your thoughts on Sean Darcy? I expect more of him by now. He seems to be unfit. Should Freo persist with him, or should they go after Tim English, who you saw in action tonight?
Absolutely, they should persist with Sean Darcy, but I don't think he's really improved that much from his first year. He burst onto the scene as a young kid. He was doing really well. Fitness continues to be an issue for him, but also continuity. If he gets his body right, he can get some confidence and go forward. I thought he did pretty good against Brody Grundy, in all fairness, for three quarters, and I like what Justin Longmuir did in the last quarter to bring the fresher ruckman in Rory Lobb on, because he has fallen down in the last quarter. Tim English, no. They made a mistake. They didn't draft him in the first place. And I don't like to see clubs make two mistakes, because going and getting him on the money that you'd have to pay and also the draft picks you'd have to give at this time, because he's not a free agent, I don't think it's worthwhile. I think you can look around and there are other players, and I mentioned Peter Laddams as well, that I think Fremantle should go and draft one of the best young ruckmen in this year's draft. Go and get maybe a Tom Hickey from the West Coast Eagles, who's not playing at the moment. Use him to put pressure and work with somebody like Sean Darcy. And if Sean Darcy's not stepping up, play Tom Hickey. And then you've got that developing ruckman that's pushing through. Clearly right now they don't believe that Lloyd Meek is ready to stand up and take that number one mantle.
If you want to have a dig at anything, don't dig yourself into a hole. Lodge a free dial before you dig inquiry, 922-118-82. And for Car Sales Australia's number one for car sales, just finishing off those news headlines, Lachie Keefe charged with forceful front-on contact against Nick Holman. In the end, only a $1,000 fine with the early plea. So he probably got away with one there, given how strict they've been with front-on contact so far this season.
He did, but Sam Mays tonight, his high bump on Josh Dunkley, that will be looked at, and he will get a week at least for that. It was late, unnecessarily high contact, and he raised the shoulder. It was a weird one, Carl, because the ball had gone, and you could see him looking at him, and in slow motion, he had 1 to 2 seconds to make a decision, and he still went with the raised shoulder, and he will cop a fine as well. No, more than a fine, he'll get a week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 922-182 is the number. Now, Michael Breyer is going to join us from the Freo Dockers, and what a win that was by the Dockers yesterday. Absolutely awesome. I didn't think they had any chance when I rocked up at Optus Stadium yesterday of stealing that one from the Collingwood Football Club. I gave my tips prior to the game, and I thought it would be about a 6-goal margin. Well, how wrong I was, and yeah, I'll tell you what, there's been some good signs too from a few of the youngsters. You spoke about the West Coast Eagles and a few of their younger players, and you just spoke about Port Adelaide and a few of their younger players. Well, I'll tell you what, there's been a few of those younger players at the Freo Dockers that have been putting their hand up. Caleb Sarong in the middle of the ground. I'll be interested to hear what Michael Pryor has to say when he joins us after the commitment next here on Sports Day. Nice to have your company. Only in half an hour. Short, quick show. Back soon.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our hot topic. It has to be the Freo Dockers. Polaris Off-Road Australia. Follow on Instagram today. Nice to have Michael Pryor on the program. Hey, Mickey, I didn't see that coming, mate. What a win.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Cal. Great for the club, and obviously a bit of a turnaround from the week before, where obviously got, you know, Geelong got hold of us in the contest, and we thought last night we were really strong in that area and had 22 blokes that contributed.
You certainly did. Now, Mick, I want to ask about Justin Longmuir and how much advantage it is for a coach who's coached with Collingwood in the past, and whether it was different throughout the week with the amount of knowledge he had on every player and the game plan you implemented.
Well, there's no doubt very handy. Justin understands, obviously, the way they play. He's been there for a couple of years. So to have those inside knowledge and, you know, just little things with matchups as well, who was really, you know, matched up well against the opposition and just the way they wanted to play. And, you know, that first quarter really important to them and their style, and we were able to hold them. We didn't score ourselves, but we felt like we had opportunities to score as well.
Just sticking with Justin, I thought his last quarter was outstanding as well. His ability to put lob into the ruck, because Sean Darcy has tied against some of the better ruckmen. He's been good early and was good early, but lob did a good job in the last quarter. And all the gun mids, in the last 10 minutes, it seemed that they were all in there. Mundy, Fife, Sarong, Brayshaw getting to work. There weren't too many changes on the bench.
No, that's right. I mean, Grundy's an elite runner himself, and obviously, you know, late in the game, we thought might as well make a move. And as you said, those guys in their Fife, Sarong, Mundy, you know, between them, they had something like 25 or more clearances for the night. So, and Lobby went in there and made a difference to the first centre bounce that he went for. So a good move by the coach.
Another bloke who Hayes and I have been talking about for a while, and we've probably even asked you before about where Connor Blakely was at, mate. Why hasn't he been able to break into the side before now, given how many injury concerns that you've had at your footy club? What's been the problem?
Yeah, well, obviously, Connor's, and we've been pretty clear with Connor, I'm not going to sit here and tell exactly what was said, but on what he needs to improve in his game. His credit, you know, it's been hard because of the scenario that we're in with our guys that are missing out, the games that they're playing, and sometimes it's 13v13, so it's really hard for those guys to go away and work on things. But you can really see a conscious effort in the way Connor's trained over the last month or so, and obviously we knew that, you know, when he came in the side that he'd perform well, and I think Justin's on record this week of saying that he's a lot better player than he was 8 weeks ago. So he proved that last night, and, you know, we set him up to succeed, which is fantastic.
I had a collective crack at a few of your senior players that you've recruited into your footy club, and a lot of them have been getting opportunities. Some have been in and out of the side, like Travis Collier, but I thought that Nathan Wilson arguably played his best game for your footy club last night. Reece Conker certainly played his role, and it's important that you get some value out of these more experienced players. I know Blake Akers didn't play, and there's a couple of others that are injured at the moment, like Jesse Hogan, but if these blokes can play to their potential and add 15-20% to their output up to this point, you're going to be a much better football team.
Absolutely. And those two boys played down back for us last night. I thought, yeah, Nathan Wilson, his, you know, in the contest stuff and back with the flight a couple of times to knock it over the boundary line or get it through for a point, and then driving through the line of the ball at ground level, I thought was the best we've seen from Nathan. So that was fantastic. And Reece, I thought, you know, we knew Collingwood and the way they start games is really hot. And I thought Reece really stood up for us in that first 20-minute period when it was hot, you know, putting his head over the ball and laying some really strong tackles.
Mickey, I was critical last week of the small forwards. I know it was wet and it was tough conditions for them, but it's a very difficult position to play. But there was two that stood up. One just got back into the team, Mitch Croden, who showed some poise, particularly with his disposal and his finishing. And Lachie Schultz, who, to be honest, has had some good moments this year. He's just got to continue to work on that consistency. But are you confident those two players can give more than defensive pressure going forward and impact the scoreboard like they did?
Yeah, I think, and that's what it comes back to, Hayes. I think the defensive pressure, you know, is a big part of the way AFL footy's played these days. And those small forwards have to deliver on that week in and week out. And then on the back of that comes their opportunity to hit the scoreboard. And I think both of them kicked two last night, which is really pleasing. So, yeah, moving forward, I believe both of them can play that role for us.
Be nice if the Fremantle Dockers got some awards this year. Caleb Sarong, he'd be firming for the Rising Star. He's been terrific. Has that surprised you? And down back, Luke Ryan, well, we sing his praise, but he's been doing this for a long time, for 3 years. I still believe he's underrated, and maybe the footy world is only catching up to how important he is to the Dockers.
Absolutely, Hayes. No, Caleb Sarong hasn't surprised me. From the day he's come to the club, even in our practice matches pre-season, through the midfield, he'd match himself up against Fifey and really, you know, dig in for the challenge. And it was clear to see that you know, he's come across here with he wants to play AFL footy and be very good at it, and he's done that for us. And with Luke Bryan, how he's not in the halfway mark of the All-Australian team has got me absolutely beat. Just over the last few weeks, Mychek, Darling, Hawkins, King, Walker and Day, they're the bikes he's played on, all bigger and outsized, and he's beaten every one of them. So I don't know what the selectors are watching there, Carl.
They've got it wrong so far, but I also want to ask about the reserves. What do they get up to across the week, and who's pressing claims for the future matches?
Yeah, we've got a couple of young midfielders that are really showing some promise at the moment. Tommy North and Luke Valente, which is really pleasing because Luke Valente's had a horrid run since he's been at the club. Big body, bodied inside mid, really strong both sides of his body. So he's putting together some really good performances in the waffle. They had a good training session with Collingwood. They didn't have enough numbers to actually play, but both clubs come together and had a session yesterday morning just to, you know, compete a bit more than they would amongst themselves, and that's what we're chasing. So, yeah, a couple of guys that are putting their names up for selection, that's for sure.
Just back to your All-Australian, I did actually give him two votes in that match against West Coast in the Derby, Michael, and I've got to say Brad Shepherd's not in that mid-year squad either, and I think he's only conceded two goals to his direct opponent. It's picked by East Coasters, mate, so don't be surprised. There's a hell of a lot of people that don't actually watch enough footy out in Western Australia, which is a bit of a shame. But anyway, we'll make sure that we balance the ledger here on Sports Day, mate. We appreciate your time. Good job. Well done, mate. That stuffed up my tipping, I can tell you, on the weekend, which is good for the Freo Footy Club. Thanks for joining us tonight here on Sports Day, Michael.
No worries. Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me. Goodbye.
Michael Pryor there, and one of the assistant coaches. Did you know Polaris has sold over 75,000 off-road vehicles in Australia? Hayes, how far do you think Freo can go?
Oh, I don't expect them to go too far. I think they'll have inconsistencies with the young group they do have and the injuries, but they're on the right track. I think that's the main topic here, that Justin Longmuir is doing a good job. They've got three wins. I think if they can get another three or four wins, that's a very good season. And with all the players coming back next year and the depth that they would have built by giving these kids an opportunity, I think that'll take them a long way next season.
Who is your player of the round for expert car service that you can rely on where you visit repcoservice.com?
There's been a few challenges to the King, but the King stood up, and it was Dustin Martin. I thought he played the best across the weekend. Just his goal kicking, his ability to get through traffic and still finish around his body from a big distance out. He had 26 disposals, 14 contested, 4 clearances, 184 ranking points, 3 goals, and that's what the good mids do. They get forward and impact the scoreboard, and he's still the King, Dustin Martin.
All right, for expert car servicing, you can rely on Repco Authorised Service. Find your local centre at repcoservice.com. We'll come back and tell you what happened on this day for Bauer and O'Day, and I'll give you my Kia Top 7, my 7 lock All-Australian players at the midway point of the season. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our Kia Top 7, Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. What do you got, Carl?
Well, Hayes, you've seen that there's been a few people around the place that have been picking their All-Australian teams, and I'm a little bit surprised with a few of the exclusions, which includes who we spoke about with Michael Pryor when it comes to Ryan at Freo and Shepherd at West Coast. I reckon Brad Shepherd's an absolute lock, along with Nick Haynes. Nick Haynes has been named in the team, and I think they've been two of the premier defenders up to this point in the competition. So Haynes and Shepherd, for me, are locks as All-Australian Australians at this point in the season. Two locks in the forward line. We talk about small forwards, and you are just asking questions around the dependability of Schiltz and Crowden, and whether Matera can bob up and kick some goals. Well, Charlie Cameron and Tom Papley have certainly been two very, very efficient small forwards. The benchmark forwards, I feel, in the AFL right now, and are locks in my All-Australian team at the midway point of the season. At number three in my Kia Top 7, I have Max Gawn. He's been the premier ruckman, I feel. He's been better than Grundy. He's been better than Nat Nui for the most part. And for me right now, Max Gawn is my man to lead the ruck. And the best two midfielders, and there's certainly going to be a lot more midfielders that are going to work their way into this team. You could probably throw blokes like Gaff and Boak and Dangerfield and Martin. I know Toby Green got injured, but he's one that you could probably throw into this argument. But the two benchmark players this season, at number two, Christian Petrarca, and at number one, Lachie Neale. They're Almost joint favourites for the Brownlow medal, but for me, the two premier midfielders up to the midway point of the season. So Haynes at 7, Shepherd at 6, Charlie Cameron at 5, Tom Papley at 4, Max Gorn at 3, Christian Petrarca at 2, and Lachie Neale at 1. My 7 locks as all Australian players at the midway point of the season.
I like it, Carl. We're in agreeance. Kia offers value you can trust in Australia's best 7-year warranty across the entire range. Let's finish off tonight with our Baron O'Day, green to green, Baron O'Day, because the little things are everything, Carl.
On this day in 2012, Hayes, Michael Phelps won an incredible 17th gold medal after winning the 100-metre butterfly. What an awesome athlete he was. Absolutely brilliant. In the pool, Baron O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments because the little things are everything. More AFL footy coming your way tomorrow. So Hayes and I will again only have a half-hour show at the conclusion of the Richmond Tigers and the Brisbane Lions. So we hope that you can join us then, but after the break that's coming up next, it will be time for Chris Ilsley and Perth Tonight here on 882 6PR.